Zok de Elgebish the Vaita Besach the Shvi is Perik Yod Mishnah He. Prisbel Hamugdam, a prisbel that was predated, it was dated too early. The actual prisbel was written Kislev. But the date on the prisbel, for whatever reason, says Tishrei. Kosher, it's still kosher. Vahama'ucher, on the other hand, a prisbel that was dated too late, the actual prisbel was written, let's say, Tishrei. But the date is Kislev, possible, then it's possible. Why? A prisbel only helps for loans that took place prior to the date of the prisbel, which is why a good day to write the prisbel is the last day of Shemitah, so it covers all the loans up until that point. But if this prisbel says Tishrei, and Rish Chodesh Cheshvan, I lent money, I won't be able to collect that money. I won't be able to say I have a prisbel. We're going to look at the prisbel and say, yeah, but the prisbel only covers the loans that you made till now, not loans that you gave after the date of the prisbel. So by making the prisbel early, the loiv is not going to get hurt. It's the malva that could get hurt. Like imagine, this malva does the prisbel on Kislev. Some other date gets written on Tishrei. Then he says, okay, I'm collecting the money. And the loiv says, it's Shemitah, you can't. I'm going to say, what do you mean I have a prisbel? Yeah. But the prisbel only works for before, not after. What do you mean from before, not after? We did the prisbel on Kislev. I gave you the loan on Cheshvan. That's before. Really? Check the date. It says Tishrei. According to the date of the prisbel, the loan was after the prisbel. So it's not good for the malva, but there's no reason to passel the prisbel. At least it works until Tishrei. On the other hand, the hamaucher, if it's the other way around, let's say the real prisbel was written on Tishrei, but the date is Kislev, a later date. And he gave the money on Cheshvan, and he's going to come and say, oh, you have to give me back the money, I have a prisbel. The loiv is going to say, no, but we did the prisbel on Tishrei, you gave me the money afterwards. Yeah, look, it says Kislev, it's a mistake, but it's going to hurt the loiv, and therefore we say pasul. We can't have a situation where the malva is going to collect shaloi kedin, not according to the halacha. See, in essence, we're protecting the malva from being over in aveira. That's what we're doing over here. Vaitra says the Mishnah, once we're discussing loans with the wrong date, Shitrei Chayv HaMikdomim, let's say there's a shtar that says Shimon owes me money, and the date is too early. The date on the shtar is not the actual date of the shtar. It's an earlier date, Psulim. These shtaris are possible. Whereas VaHamUcharim, if the date is wrong, but it's later than the actual date, Ksherim, it's kosher. These stories would be kosher. Let's say it's during the month of Nisan. Ah, things are blossoming, the birds are chirping. We have here a shtar dated during the month of Nisan that Shimon owes me $5,000. Problem is, the date on the shtar is Tishrei. That's Shitrei Chayv HaMikdomim. And the din is psulim. These types of shtaris will be possible. Because what's going to happen is, I may collect from the lekuchais shaloi kedin between Tishrei and Nisan. Lekuchais, what does that mean? Okay, we already mentioned this, and let's explain it. On Tishrei, I lent Shimon $5,000. I checked into this loan. I want to make sure if Shimon doesn't have the money to pay me, I have where to collect from. Turns out Shimon has a field, so I say, okay, worst comes to worst, if he doesn't pay me back, I'll collect from the field. I'll take the field. Comes time the loan has to be paid, I knock on Shimon's door, and Shuldik, Shimon, can I please have the money? Shimon says, sorry, I don't have it. Okay, Shimon, I have to take your field then. Shimon says, I don't have the field, I sold it to Levi. When did you sell it to Levi? Lag ba'omer. So I'm going to go to Levi, I'm going to say, on Shuldik sub Levi, I'm very sorry to tell you this, but you bought that field from Shimon Lag Ba'omer. I already had a shibbet. I had a hold on that field. And I gave him the money on Nisan, during Nisan. That field was already clicked for me in case Shimon doesn't have the money. And you bought it afterwards. You should have checked before you buy a field. You should have checked in Bezin what the shtaris are. I'm going to have to take that field away from you. Levi says, what about my money that I paid for it? I try to get it back from Shimon. I'm sorry. And that would be according to halacha. But here's what I'm worried about. Because my shtar doesn't have the right date, it says Tishrei. And really, I gave the money to Shimon. I lent the money to Shimon during Nisan. Now, I come to Shimon when the time is up, and I said, can I please have the money? Shimon says, sorry, I don't have it. Okay, I have to take your field. I sold it to Levi. When did you sell it to Levi? Purim time. So really, I can't take that field away from Levi. Levi bought that field a whole month before I gave the money to Shimon. True, the field was mortgaged to me, but only from Nisan and on. Levi bought the field Purim time. But if my shtar has this mistake where it says the loan took place on Tishrei, oh, I can come to Levi and say, Levi, Tishrei's before Purim. I already had a shibbet on the field, and this is what we're scared of. I'm going to collect the field from Levi, shaloi kedin. And that's why Shitri Chayv HaMikdamim are psulim. But wait a second, why should it be totally possible? Because what you're telling me now is because I have this shtar that says Tishrei, and the real loan took place Nisan, even if Levi Taka bought the field like Boimer, I can't collect. I don't have a shtar. You passel my shtar. But why is that fair to me? I really do have a right to collect it from Levi. Because Shimon sold it to Levi after the real time of the loan, after Nisan. No, no. Chazal said, I don't want the Malva to have such a shtar in his hands because he could wind up collecting a field that doesn't belong to him. So even when he has a right to get the field, he can't use this shtar. Because it's predated, it's just possible. Well, maybe it should be possible because the Edom that signed were liars. They knew it's Nisan. Why did they sign on a shtar that says Tishrei? So the Batanura, as far as the Edom are concerned, could be, look, we weren't focused on the date. We didn't sign on the date. We signed on the fact that it's true that I lent Shimon money. But because this shtar could be misused, I could wind up taking a field away from Levi, which I have no right to. We say the shtar is just possible, regardless of what the situation is. Now, l'hamu'charim, if the date was too late, k'sherim it's kosher. Let's say the real loan took place Tishrei. I lent the money to Shimon Tishrei. For whatever reason, my shtar says, I lent it to him on Nisan. It's a kosher shtar. Now, it's true, I may lose. Because if Shimon sold the field to Levi Purim time, I won't be able to collect. Because I only have a shtar that proves I had a shibbet on the field from Nisan and on. But if Levi bought it like Ba'omer time, after Nisan, I could take back the field. The shtar is good. With a shtar that's dated too late, Levi's not going to lose his field Shaloi Kedin. Could be the Malva won't be able to collect when he has a right to collect. But at least over here, although I don't have the full use of the shtar, it doesn't prove that I had a right on this field from Tishrei, but the shtar is kosher. At least I can use it from Nisan and on in case he sold the field from Nisan and on. Zakta Mishnah weiter. Echad loy v'mechamisha. Let's see, one person borrowed money from five people. Mr. Loiva borrowed money from Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, and Yisachar. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, and Yisachar are all Malvas. Mr. Loiva is the Loiva. Zak the Mishnah Kaisiv Prozba Lachal Echad Ve'echad. Meaning to say, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar are all going to have to write their own Prozba. However, Chamisha Loivin Me'echad. Let's say, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, all borrowed money. They all took money from Mr. Malva. Ein kaisav al prusbel echad lekula. Mr. Malva writes only one prusbel for all of them, because the Malva can write one prusbel, even though a lot of people owe him money. But a loiva cannot write a prusbel. The Malva has to write the prusbel. So if the Loiva, if Mr. Loiva owes money to Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, and Yisachar, all five are going to have to write their own prusbel. But if Mr. Malva gave money to Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, he can write one prizbul for all of them. Let's chazer over our Mishnah. We learned that a prizbul with a date that's too early is kosher. A date that's too late is pasul. Being that the Malva can only collect from loans that took place before the prizbul, so if the date is early, only the Malva will lose out. He won't collect when he's not supposed to. What could be, he has a right to collect, he won't be able to. But a prizbul that has a date that's much later than the date that the actual prizbul took place is possible, because the Malva may wind up collecting money for a loan that he gave when really Shemitah should be Meshamet Achayv. He's going to waive the prizbul, but the prizbul is inaccurate. What really happened is the loan took place after the prizbul, but because the prizbul has a later date, it looks like the loan took place before the prizbul. That I can't have, and that's why it would be possible. When it comes to a shtar chayv, if it's predated, it's possible. But if it's post-dated, meaning to say the date of the shtar is actually later than when the shtar actually happened, it's kosher. A shtar that's predated is possible. Once again, if let's say I gave Shimon money, I lent Shimon money during the month of Nisan, but the shtar says Tishrei, I can be a ganav here. I, the Malva. Because if Levi bought the field on Purim, I can say, Shimon already owed me the money, and I had a mortgage on the field from Tishrei, when really the real loan took place on Nisan. And if Levi bought the field before Nisan, I have no right to collect it from him, but because my shtar says Tishrei, I could collect it. And therefore Chazal said this shtar is possible. Even if Levi bought the field like Ba'omer after Nisan, I don't care, you can't use this shtar. But if the shtar is post-dated, in other words, if the loan really took place on Tishrei, but the shtar says Nisan, I can use it because I can't hurt anybody with it. It's just that I may not be able to collect. Because if the loan took place on Tishrei and the shtar says Nisan, I really have a right to this field from Tishrei and on. If Levi bought it on Purim, I should be able to collect it, but I won't be able to because my shtar says Nisan. But I'm not saying the shtar is possible. If Levi buys it like Ba'imer, I can still use it. As long as you can't hurt anyone with the shtar, the limited shtar is still his. And then we learned that basically the Malva is the one who writes the prizbul, and therefore, if one person, if Mr. Loiva borrowed money from Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, and Yisachar, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, and Yisachar, who are each Malvas, are going to have to write their own prizbul, even though there's one Loiva. But the other way around, if Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, and Yisachar all took money, borrowed money from Mr. Malva, the Malva writes only one prizbul.